How you doing? First question, do you go by Tay? You've heard Tay?
Yes, sir.
What was Wink Martindale's message to you either last night, today, or you know, what's he said to you since you got picked?
Actually, I haven't talked to Wink since I got picked.
What have the last 24 hours been like for you?
I'm really excited. A lot of emotions. It's been really exciting.
Hey, we see the physical traits that make you a good press, very good press man, cover corner. That's obvious. So what about the less obvious stuff? What about your mentality makes you good at that? Very good.
Oh no, I just feel like I got a mentality to just try to be better every play. So I try to be aggressive and I try to, you feel me? Use my superpower, which is my physicality.
What's it like being in the building today and walking in knowing you're gonna be here?
I felt real good, like real good.
What have you done today so far since you got here? Who have you seen, spoken to?
I spoke to the gym, FaceTime head coach. I just ate lunch with my family.
When did you feel like the dream of getting to the NFL was becoming a reality?
I really knew it was real, like going into my freshman year at Maryland. After I got that little signed my NLI, my national letter of intent, I felt like it was always close.
Well, why did it hit you at that point that it could happen?
Cause like the high school I came from, it's not really a high school like that people know. Like, and the teams I've been to, I've talked to a lot of coaches, and a lot of coaches still don't know the school I went to. So I feel like I beat the odds.
When you say you had that confidence going into college, I mean, we know you were only a 3-star recruit, and Maryland was the only school that, right, the Power 5 school that recruited you. So it sounded like that was very much internal for you, that other people may not have seen you like that, but you always saw yourself as an NFL player. Why is that?
100%. I was always working hard. I always had dedication to my sport. So I feel like once I put my mind to anything, I can do it.
How there's some discrepancies on your height. How tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
You're 6'1"? Okay. How much do you think that height helps you, you know, on the field? You know, there are 5'9", 5'10", cornerback. 6'1", is, you know, he's getting up there. How much do you think that helps you?
To be honest, I don't really look into the height like that. I just try to go play ball.
Do you think it does help, though, having long arms, being strong? You know, I mean obviously the Giants like you, and the size is part of it.
For sure. Definitely work in my favor.
How much do you look at yourself as like a lockdown, shutdown number one cornerback, or do you feel like that's something you kind of have to grow into in this league?
It's something I got to get to first. I got to get my foot in the door first.
When you met with Wink and with Jerome Henderson, how did they sell you on the Giants?
I'm sorry, say it again?
When you met with Jerome Henderson and Wink Martindale, how did they sell you on the Giants? Like, what vision did they sell to you on
They just kind of really felt me. It's kind of like I felt like home for me. Like, when I first got here, they took me out there. When I went on a visit, so they took me out to dinner. And it was real cool. Like, the dinner was real cool. It wasn't real weird. It was real good vibes.
You could have picked, you know, 32 teams. The fact you're coming to a team that plays a lot of press man coverage, is that something that excites you?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What in particular do you feel like are most looking forward to learning from Adoree Jackson, a guy who's been in the league for a really long time, tons of snaps. So, like, what in particular are you hoping to pick his brain about early on?
I feel like he can teach me a lot of things. But first, I just got to get my foot in it, though, first. I'm coming here to work.
Have you heard from any teammates yet, or spoken to them, or do you know anybody here?
Yes, actually, I heard from Daniel Jones, Adoree Jackson, Darnay Holmes.
What was their message to you?
It just was like, for me, just like kind of bringing me in. I like to work. Let's lock in.
Was there any disappointment for you? Baltimore was 3 picks earlier, Baltimore guy. Were you hoping to go there? And did you grow up a Ravens fan?
I definitely grew up a Ravens fan, but I wasn't right about where I was picked. I just wanted to get picked. I'm just trying to get here.
As a Ravens fan, how much did we kind of asked you this last night, but it was hard to hear. How much did you watch Wink Martindale in that defense, and what did you learn about that?
I actually watched it a lot. It was like they sent a lot of pressure, and they put man behind it. I like that.
How much do you thrive that, like, do you like him? Do you want to, hey, I'm a cornerback. I want to match up. I want to go one-on-one with the receiver. Is that something you embrace? I mean, is that what you wanted to do when you were at Maryland? And
I'm something I just embrace.
What's that?
It's something I just embrace.
What did you actually do to your shoulder, and how tough was it to deal with, you know, basically missing that season?
I tore my labrum. It was real tough. Like, real tough. Because, like, football really my happiness, so, like, I don't know, it was kind of like a real dark spot for me.
Did you doubt at that point that maybe you would be a first-round pick? Not that you make it to this level, but that it might not be possible to get to this point. You had, like, what, a year to sort of prove to these teams that you were that level of cornerback?
Never, no self-doubt.
Can you talk about your relationship with Coach Loxley and what he's done for you to help you get to this point?
That's my guy. He got me every show. Like, I don't know. He a real character. So, like, he real cool. That's my guy, though.
Are there specific things that you think you could talk about that he helped you, you know, to get to this level knowing you wanted to get here?
I mean, he actually, like, helped me out with watching film a little bit. But he helped me out a lot.
Pat, I saw you listed Tavon Austin as your sports hero, at least in your Maryland bio there. Do you have any, like, personal relationship with him? Has he been a mentor to you at all? I know he's from Baltimore. Any mentorship there? Or do you
know? No, not at all. But he's just, for me, he kind of put the city on the map for us. He gave kids like me, like a kid like I was, a hope. He gave us hope. And that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Are there any cornerbacks that you look
at? Back to your injury. I guess, how did that maybe change your approach on the game or your outlook on the sport? You said you loved it so much. Like, you love the game so much. Did it change at all?
It never really changed. I just feel like I just started to really care for it more. Because, like, it got taken away from me. So, like, I don't know. It's like, that's not really something I really want to happen again. So I kind of, like, prepare more, keep my body right more.
Did you do anything, I guess, have anything differently in the way you prepare more and keep your body?
And stay in the training room more. I was in the training room way more.
Are there cornerbacks that you looked up to as you were growing into your college career, the, you know, NFL players that you try to emulate?
I used to really like Patrick Peterson when I was young. I started like Jalen Ramsey, Marshawn Lattimore, them type of guys.
Are there any particular parts of your game that you like to, you've tried to mold after some of those
it's
guys?
It's just physical. I really talk a lot of trash too, but.
You trash talking?
A little bit.
What's the best thing you've ever said to somebody or had said back to you?
I don't know. People don't really be trying to talk to me too much.
Do you think you need to have that kind of confidence to play your position at a high level?
I feel like you do. I feel like you gotta have a little edge to you. Playing defense and, like, in general.
Is that your personality or is that just you trying to get guys off their game?
No, that's my personality. I'm real competitive.
What do you think when, like, they're drafting you to help them stop A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, C.D. Lamb, Terry McLaurin? What do you think of when you hear those kinds of receiver names and the assignment of trying to stop them?
I think I'm competing. Competing and competing.
You're such a competitive guy. You're the fourth corner taken. What do you think when you saw three guys at your position go before you?
I'm good for them.
Does that fuel you at all to eventually show you're a better player than those guys?
Not really, but it gave me a little edge.
I think you said about football meaning, you know, so much for you and to you. Can you help us understand kind of how football has lifted you in moments or given joy to you and your family, that kind of thing?
First, I ain't never been to maybe Las Vegas. I've barely been to New York before. I've been to Chicago. Like, football didn't bring me, I can get the city to city, like, just from playing football. I ain't never really traveled the world before, and I just kind of went on tour, like, 3 weeks. Like, these last 3 weeks, I went on tour. I really enjoyed it.
Who do you have here with you?
My sister, my father, my mother, my brother, my girlfriend, and my closest friend.
You had never been to New York before, or have you been here a couple times?
I mean, I played a football game here, and I also visit with y'all, but other than that, I ain't never been to New York like that.
What are you looking forward to about New York, or looking to see, or do, or just?
I'm here to play football.